All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our stock market update. A lot to talk about today. So in today's show, we'll talk about stock snap, a three-day losing streak as Russia retreats. Do they really? Crude oil is down 3.6%. We had the producer price index jumping yesterday to 9.7%. This morning, we have retail earnings, so we'll talk about this. Mixed earnings results from Airbnb, Wynn, Roblox, Dennis. Virgin Galactic jumps 32%. Here's why. We'll talk about today's focus, the Fed meeting minutes, and much, much more. So today is Wednesday, February 16th. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. And this super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Also, if this is your first time here, I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming. Don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, let's take a look at what happened yesterday. We're looking at the S&P 500, and the S&P 500 up 1.5% yesterday.
Yeah, nice day, Marcus. Opening higher and just pretty much moving higher throughout the day, ending the day at session highs. So snapping a losing streak, and it was the first in 4 days where we finished higher after Russia appeared to be backing away from an immediate invasion of Ukraine. So the cooling of geopolitical tensions kind of that knocked the stock market down over the last couple of days. It seems like that had subsided, at least for the time being.
And we talked about this. I mean, traders, they seem to have the attention span of a squirrel, right? I mean, we have been focusing on interest rates, and inflation. And then suddenly, a few days ago, wait, there's something going on in Ukraine. I mean, this happened on Friday. And I mean, this conflict has been brewing for a few weeks already, but suddenly traders decided to shift focus.
Exactly. And so yesterday's news was the Russian Defense Ministry said it has begun returning troops to deployment bases after training exercises near the border. Although there are some doubts as to whether or not this is actually happening, with a quiet overnight session, traders appear to be hopeful that the news is true, although we're seeing the futures dip a little bit as we're talking.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about those. But also, we had yesterday crude oil retreating. This morning on the rise again, up 1.6% after dropping yesterday. I think yesterday 3.6% down.
Sure. I think that just 2 days ago, we hit highs not seen since 2014, pulled back yesterday with some of the concerns with Ukraine and Russia, and now up a little bit today.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is where we had yesterday also airlines, American Airlines jumped 8% higher. United Airlines also 7.5% higher. Delta Airlines. So, I mean, yesterday, like, okay, we can all travel again. And surprisingly, even cruise lines. I mean, yesterday, cruise lines, Carnival Cruise here up 6.6%. Really? This has something to do with the Russia-Ukraine conflict? I mean, this was a little bit odd, I thought.
I agree. I mean, it could have been tied into the broad market rally, but higher fuel costs isn't going to do any good for airlines and anybody relying on fuel. And I don't think yesterday's dip was enough to validate those increases.
Yeah, it was also super interesting because yesterday morning, you mentioned it, we had the producer price index coming out. Way worse than expected. This should actually be red here because it came in basically twice as high as expected. So the producer price index, another inflation gauge at 9.7%. But this is where the markets yesterday were shrugging it off. They were just so focused on the Russia-Ukraine war crisis there that they say, okay, well, we don't care about PPI here anymore. What's happening there?
Yeah, that is interesting because, I mean, it just continues to show that inflation is hotter than expected, coming out higher than expected. And, that's definitely going to be an issue for the Fed and interest rates.
Yeah. Talking about the Fed, today is the big day. We will see the Fed meeting minutes being released. And I mean, this is something where traders want to see, okay, what does the Fed think? So we had the Fed meeting and these are the meeting minutes. Now, in these meeting minutes, this is where we usually get a better idea of how they discussed everything that is going on. And this is where traders will decipher the meeting minutes and trying to get some hints of what's happening here. How quickly will they raise interest rates? What about this dreaded balance sheet, and how do they view inflation?
Yeah, and again, the Fed statement and their two-day policy meeting is always going to be the most significant or have the most significant impact on the markets. But the minutes can reveal hints, and you never know. It's a wild card. And Marcus, you've been talking about the half point rate hike that is now being priced into the market, or at least the probabilities are pointing to a half point rate hike. And that's been a shift over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, let's take a look at the CME FedWatch tool. And this is actually looking at the futures markets and looking at what traders are pricing into the futures markets right now. And that's where we see right now a 58% chance of a half percentage point rate hike. I think that the key will be in the Fed meeting minutes to see if the Fed believes that they're behind the curve, if the Fed believes that they should have acted earlier. Because do you remember when was it that they did a surprise rate hike, an emergency rate hike? I don't think it's on the table, but it just will be interesting to see. And traders might remember it, if I'm remembering it, and I'm not that good at remembering things. But this is where traders might remember, oh yeah, there was a time when they did an emergency rate hike outside of the scheduled meetings.
Sure. I mean, that, I wouldn't say that's completely off the table, but I do think that they're really focusing on the two-day meeting instead.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Yesterday, SPCE had a huge jump. I mean, SPCE, Virgin Galactic Holdings, has been down, I don't know, what is it, like 80% or something like this, from a high of almost 60 to below $10 to $7.50. And yesterday, jumping 32%. Did you see that?
I did. Big day for SPCE. The news that they will open ticket sales to the public for the first time today, requiring a $150,000 deposit.
$25,000 of this are not refundable. So a ticket is $450,000. You have to put a deposit down. So they expect to sell. Here's the deal. Here's the kicker. They expect to sell 1,000 tickets. And they say if everything goes well and according to plan, we might be able to offer 400 flights per year. But right now, their mother spaceship is still grounded. So I mean, it's kind of crazy because they can sell all these tickets and then it will take years to fulfill this, to fulfill the ticket sales here. Anyhow, I mean, this is where it seems that investors got excited about this because, yeah, it's the first time opening to the public. Up to now, it was by invitation only. But now I believe that you can go to the website and then what? You put $150,000 on your credit card? How does that even work?
I guess so. Thank you, American Express.
Okay. And we got to take a look at a few earnings because there's a mixed bag of earnings. So we have Airbnb reporting yesterday after the bell. So right now up 1.9% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, so Airbnb, they reported earnings of 8 cents a share during the period with $1.53 billion in revenue. This compares to the 3 cents a share and $1.46 billion in sales that was expected according to Refinitiv. The company also gave a strong guidance, so better than expected earnings. Yeah. And the interesting thing, about half of the nights booked on the platform were for stays of at least 1 week, and 20% were for at least 1 month.
That's super interesting. It just shows that people are ready to get away from home and that they still feel safer in Airbnb than in a hotel environment right now. So I think this is helping Airbnb right now that, I mean, if you're concerned about catching the Omicron variant, especially since it was raging over the past couple of months, this is where I believe that Airbnb is benefiting from this.
Yeah, I thought those numbers were interesting. I'd be interested to see how they compare to pre-pandemic because, I mean, I've booked Airbnb for weeks at a time rather than the weekends or one night stay, but I thought that that was much higher than expected.
Yeah. Well, talking about how others are affected, let's talk about Wynn. I mean, Wynn, it's not necessarily all hotels, so it's hotels and casino operator, and they had earnings worse than expected yesterday after the bell.
Yeah, so Wynn down about 3% overnight after missing earnings estimates for the quarter. They lost $1.37 a share, which was wider than expected. Revenue did top expectations. The company reported sales of $1.05 billion versus $994 million. So kind of mixed there.
Yeah. Roblox, RBLX. So now we're talking about double digits again. So down 21% this morning.
Yeah, a big, big drop overnight. They reported a bigger loss than expected, losing 25 cents a share, reporting sales of $770 million. The expectation was that they were only going to lose 13 cents, so almost double the loss that was expected on revenue of $772 million.
No. Denny's Restaurants.
Denny's.
Hey.
So Denny's failed to hit a grand slam, and instead shares of Denny's dropped 10% after the company's fourth quarter earnings disappointed. They reported 16 cents a share on 107.6 million in revenue. The street was expecting 17 cents, so yeah. A little worse than expected.
The next one surprised me, Lazy Boy down 11% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, Lazy Boy declined. sorry, I had to do it. 11.5% pre-market trading after the furniture company reported a quarterly profit of 65 cents a share. The expectation was 89 cents, though. They said that losses or the missed earnings were due to multiple production issues related to COVID-19.
Yeah, there you go. So they seem to be still impacted by the supply chain issues. This is where many other companies said, well, okay, the supply chain issues, we got this, it's getting better. But they say, oh, we still have a problem. And this is why they're down 11.5%. And let's take a look at the futures markets and see what's happening here in overnight trading. So the E-mini S&P, we just see how nervous markets are right now. So, I mean, at first it was flat, then during the European session, jumping higher. And now, I mean, pointing to a much lower opening. So just in the past few minutes here, sliding now down 0.5%. The NASDAQ down 0.74%, 0.75% here this morning, pointing to a much lower opening.
Yeah, and we had retail sales reported at 8:30, and initially there was a little pop there. So I'm not sure if there is news related to Russia that is prompting this, but it looked like overnight, pretty much everybody had considered the news positive.
Yeah, because
there.
Retail sales came in much, much, much better than expected. And this is a sign that consumers are still spending despite increasing prices here. And this is why it was significant here this morning. Usually a report that doesn't get as much attention, but here we want to see, okay, does inflation, does the rising prices actually slow down consumer spending? And it doesn't seem this way at all.
However, it's not adjusted for inflation, so it can be a little misleading, right? So it'll be interesting to see what analysts and, you know, what the news comes out later. But you're right, a big, big increase compared to what was expected, but hard to say exactly how inflation played into that.
All right. In other news, there's a U.S. ban on Mexican avocados.
I like
Did you
avocado.
See that? It's after a U.S. health inspector got threatened because he discovered an illegal shipment from Mexico. So, avocados, the new drugs. I mean, I did not know that there could be illegal shipments in avocados. And yes, Chipotle said we only have a few weeks of avocado supply left, and then no more avocado dips.
That's tragic. That's tragic.
Kind of tragic, isn't it? Okay. Hey, we did it to get ready for trading, because today will be a super interesting day, because just think about it. Volatility is here to stay. We have the Ukraine-Russia tensions there. So what is Russia doing? We have the inflation. We have the Fed meeting minutes today. We have mixed earnings. So, I mean, markets are super nervous and struggling to find a direction here overall. But it should be another fun trading day, especially if the markets are going lower. That's always the best days for us to start selling puts and collecting premium.
Absolutely.
All right. If you would like to know how exactly we do this, take a look at these videos. And even though I'm not there, Mark will point at the video somehow. Okay. And subscribe to this channel. We'll see you in the next stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.